from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. A San Francisco Superior Court judge today issued a preliminary ruling allowing the state to sell 11 state properties, including the home of the California State Supreme Court. The judge denied a request for a preliminary injunction to stop the sale. That request was part of a lawsuit filed by two former Los Angeles Building Authority members. The judge said those members lacked standing to bring the case and failed to demonstrate their contention that taxpayer funds were being wasted. An attorney for the members said they will appeal the ruling. The state is selling the buildings for $2.3 billion to a consortium of investors and a private equity firm. It's part of a budget deal approved by state lawmakers to help close the budget deficit. Protesters gathered in downtown San Francisco today outside the offices of investment firm TIAA CREF, demanding divestment of funds from companies that profit from Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands. Joel Frankquist was among the dozen or so protesters from the group Jewish Voice for Peace. They want TIAA CREF to dump its investments in heavy equipment maker Caterpillar because the Israeli military uses its bulldozers to demolish Palestinian homes. Frankquist says a pressure has led to divestment before.
They divested from Darfur, and so we see ourselves as just asking them to do a similar thing to include the Israel-Palestine conflict.
The San Francisco protest was part of a nationwide action targeting TIAA CREF. The firm says at this point it has no intention of divesting. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News this afternoon comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. StanfordHospital.org.